The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. That's a suburb just outside of Kansas City. You're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 116, being recorded on the evening of Labor Day, September 3rd, 2007. Well, I did quite a few podcasts towards the end of the summer and had a pretty good pace going and slowed down a little bit in August. This is my first podcast in almost a month, and that definitely was not the plan that I had. I definitely wanted to do quite a few podcasts leading up to the school year and once the school year started, but other things have kind of delayed me a little bit, and they're all good things. We've been working on our house a little bit and remodeling some rooms, including the studio that I recorded in the basement. We kind of redid some things in the basement, some carpet and paint and things like that. So eventually I do hope to have a picture up of my new podcast studio down in my basement. When I say studio, I of course mean that lightly because it's just a corner of the basement that I have my computer on, but I like to think of it as my studio. We also have some different things happening in our family and something that I wanted to catch people up on a little bit today. We have been in school for about 3 weeks now. We're actually beginning the part of our fourth week coming up here tomorrow on Tuesday. And so we're doing a lot of great things in class and have quite a few podcast ideas that I'd like to talk about. My intent this year is to really do a lot of podcasts about some of the projects we're doing and let people know a little bit on a regular basis of what's happening on a day-to-day basis in my room. I get quite a few questions sometimes on different projects and things, and so I hope to do some more podcasts about some of those things, and we've got some great projects we're doing already this summer, already this school year. But the thing I wanted to talk a little bit about today is an event that happened last week, and it's something that actually started last spring, and I haven't really mentioned anything on the podcast about it because I didn't really know how to fit it into the entire podcast, but now apparently it will become part of the podcast that we have over the next year, so I thought I would share with you guys. Last spring, I was nominated by my peers at South Valley Junior High and was named the South Valley Junior High Teacher of the Year, and I then applied with all the other building representatives from Liberty Public Schools for the honor of Liberty Public School Teacher, and I was awarded that last spring, and then I filled out the application for the state competition and was notified last week that I was one of six finalists, so I was very surprised to hear that, and I went down to Jefferson City for an interview last week, and last Thursday I found out that I am the 2007-2008 Missouri State Teacher of the Year, which is still a little bit hard for me to understand or grasp or kind of put a handle on, but I will be representing Missouri for the next year, doing a lot of different public speaking engagements. We'll be doing various things throughout the state. They still have to kind of sit down a little bit with me and talk about some of the things that I'll be doing. I know that I'll be out of the classroom for not a huge amount of time, but it looks like maybe about 30 or so days this school year. So I'll be doing a lot of public speaking, and there's some things down. For example, I believe there's a convention or a workshop for all the teachers of the year from the various states down in Dallas this winter. And I know that next spring I will be able to meet the president in the Oval Office when they have all the teachers of the year from various states for a ceremony in the Rose Garden. So I'm pretty excited about that. Of course, as a history teacher, being able to even think about that I'll be at the White House and that I'll be able to bring my wife to a ceremony in the Rose Garden is a little bit overwhelming. But the reason that I really wanted to mention this on the podcast is because obviously I'll be talking about some of the adventures and some of the things that I'll be able to do in the next year on the podcast. And so I wanted to let you know a little bit about what's going on, and just kind of also mention just a little bit that part of what I put in my application and part of what I was asked in the interview process was about what I would have as kind of almost like a platform or or one of the things that I would talk quite a bit about if I was selected as the Missouri Teacher of the Year. And of course, one of the things that I did talk about quite a bit in my application was the fact that there's so many different applications now available for teachers in terms of technology that for the most part are basically free. We just need training on them. Things like doing podcasts or doing blogs, the importance of social networking, things like that. So I don't really see myself as being this huge technology evangelist. But on the other hand, a lot of times when I do presentations, it's to technology audiences. And so if I'm at a state technology convention, for example, and I'm doing a presentation there, or at NEC, or places like that, and when you go to a place like that, you know, it's kind of one of those preaching to the choir type things where you're really talking to people that are already using those types of technology in their classroom. And so I think that over the course of the next year, I'll have an opportunity to talk to audiences that are a little bit maybe more mainstream and a little bit broader type of technology users. And, you know, maybe we'll be able to kind of widen the scope a little bit. Maybe it'll put a little bit more emphasis, at least in the state, when we talk about social networking, when we talk about students using blogs or how we can use podcasts and MP3 devices and things like that in the educational process. So I'm pretty excited about it. I don't really know exactly what will happen in the next year. I do need to sit down with some people and talk about some of the things as far as scheduling and different things like that. But I'm pretty excited about the opportunity to be able to talk about some of the things that we do in our classroom and represent some of the amazing teaching that is happening not only in Liberty Public Schools, but across the state of Missouri. I've been able to meet various teachers at conventions and workshops and things. And I think there's some pretty amazing things happening across the state of Missouri in terms of technology. We have the eMints program, which is a very well-known program for grade school students. And we actually have an eMints classroom in the elementary that my daughter will eventually attend. There's some amazing things happening. And, I'm kind of excited about the chance to be able to showcase some of those. Sometimes people, you know, read the paper once a year and see the No Child Left Behind statistics and things like that. And, that kind of is how some people view the entire educational system. And hopefully we can maybe talk about some of the great things that are happening in our schools across the entire state. And I can't wait to meet teachers from other states and be able to talk to them about some of their best practices and what makes them tick as far as teachers. I love talking about teaching and education, basically what everybody in my family does. So I get to talk quite a bit about education with my wife, my brother, my dad. You know, there's obviously all the people that I work with, my friends, they're teachers as well. So I love talking about technology. I love talking about education. And I think this will be an amazing opportunity to kind of mix the two and talk to quite a few different people. So that's basically what I have for tonight. I am going to try and do some podcasts on some of the projects that we have started this year at South Valley Junior High in 8th grade American History. And hopefully this next week I'll be able to do some of those. I do have some presentations coming up. I'm going to be speaking, I think, 3 times in the next month at various things. I'm going to be at the Liberty Memorial here in Kansas City at a World War I teaching seminar the History Channel and Time Warner are putting on. I'll be up in Nebraska for a speech and a debate conference and talk a little bit about how we use technology there. And then I'm also doing some presentations and the keynote address at the MoreNet conference here in Missouri a little bit in the middle of October. So have some presentations coming up, but I do want to do a little bit about what's happening in my classroom so that we can kind of keep almost like a podcast journal of some of the projects that we do in the 8th grade American History class that I teach. All right, well, that's it for tonight. I hope everybody had a great Labor Day break. I know some teachers are going back after Labor Day, and many of us have already been back in the classroom. So no matter where you're at in the school year, I hope that your school year is either getting off on a great note or it's on a great note already. And I hope everybody a great 2007 and 2008. Well, thanks again for listening to Speaking of History, and we'll talk again soon. Good night.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from Podsafe Audio. Thanks for listening.